Well, ladies, welcome back to our Bible study segment of the show. And this is where we're talking through 2 Peter, and our teacher, Connie Stampfel, is here. Hello, Connie.
Hello again.
Well, we are in lesson number 33 today, and this one is titled The Source of the Scripture, and you can find that study guide on our website at naomistable.com. So, Connie, what are the themes for today?
Well, truly, Peter's going to be giving us another foundation for where Scripture comes from, and we're going to be looking at a few other places where Scripture talks about itself, and it's also going to help us understand how Scripture really is God's revelation and it's God's Word, even though it was spoken through human authors.
Okay. Well, why don't I start by reading the first verse that we're going to be studying here in 2 Peter. It's just one verse. Actually, it's a couple verses. It's chapter 2 we're on, ladies. If you have your Bibles, you can open up to verses 20 and 21. Knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
All right, and Peter again has said a lot in a few words here. And so when he says, telling us, knowing this first of all, he's pointing to the point of the importance of this, and so we need to pay attention again. But what he wants us to know is that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. And the Greek there for the word interpretation literally means an untying or loosing of the truth. And Peter's point is that no writer of Scripture looked at human events and looked at time and looked at God and came up with their own ideas about how to explain what's going on. No, it was actually God's Spirit revealed to them and gave them the words that they needed to say. And interestingly enough, Scripture is so varied. We read different parts. We read Jonah, and it's different from the Gospels, which is different from history and all those things. And we have so many different authors, 40 or more, and there's 66 books in the Bible, and it's been written over thousands of years. But there's one message, and that's because there's one author. And we're going to find that Peter is helping us understand that all of Scripture is God's Word to us, even though it comes through different people who use their own personalities and vocabularies, and were able to communicate God's truth to us in their own way. We have a few other scriptures to look at, and it starts with Acts 3:18. This is Peter's first sermon, and what does he say about Scripture here?
Well, it says, but what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled.
Okay, and so in Peter's first sermon, he's referring back to what the prophets had said about Jesus, and he's telling the people those prophecies that they knew have now been fulfilled in Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection. And then we also have in Romans, Paul talks about how God is revealing through Jesus Christ the fulfillment of Scripture and what it means for us.
All right, and this is in chapter 16, verses 25 through 27. Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long of ages, but has now been disclosed, and through the prophetic writings that has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God to bring about the obedience of faith, to the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen.
All right. And so Paul there was saying the same thing. He's saying that through the prophetic writings, the mystery of who Jesus Christ is had been put forth. And then now the apostles are able to speak and tell people how this all came together, how this mystery has been revealed in God's perfect revelation in Jesus Christ. And Peter himself in 1 Peter has a section where he again talks about what the prophets are doing. And so I'm going to read that. It's 1 Peter 1:10-11. Peter writes, concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he preached the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. Mm. And Peter's tying together a few things for us. He's really letting us know the purpose of Scripture is to point us to Jesus Christ. And that's been his recurring theme through all of his writing, and that's what he wants people to really understand. And so hopefully that's something we can get today. What I'm going to do now is just read this last section of the verses we're studying today, and then we're going to talk again a little bit more about what it means to have men speak under God's influence. here we have in verse 21, Peter writes, "For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." And interestingly enough, we got two things to look at here. It talks about how that it wasn't the will of man that caused Scripture to be written, but it was God's will. And then it says, "But men spoke from God." And we hear and we see and we know then that, yes, the words of Scripture are human words and they're understandable to human minds because they were written by human authors, again, in their own vocabulary, in the way they spoke, in their own style. But these are from God. And then the rest of the verse tells us how it happened. It says, "As they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." Literally, it means borne along. And so the Holy Spirit inspired them to write the words they did, using them, their own personalities, but it's God's words that are coming through to us just through this human, in a sense, person and the way they're able to do it. Interesting thing. We're going to look at a few other scriptures that help us maybe understand it a little better.
All right, the first one is Romans chapter 3, verse 2 says, "Much in every way, to begin with, the Jews were entrusted with the oracles of God."
Okay, and that word oracle, literally in that passage, really means the very words of God. And the Jews understood that Scripture was God's word. They would use terms like, "it is written," and "thus says." And so they knew they had God's word. And that's why they so very much valued it. And they were so careful in transmitting and copying it and making sure they kept it accurately. We also have another famous passage on Scripture that talks about Scripture. And Amy, if you'd read that 2 Timothy passage, please.
Yes, this is one of my favorites. It's chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. "And how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God might be complete, equipped from every good work."
Yes. And so notice here, the first part of that, in verse 15, Amy read, or actually it's verse 16 here, Amy read, "All Scripture is breathed out by God." Mm-hmm. And so God's word is inspired by God. And that's why it has the effect it does. And that's why the prophecies come true, because God said it. Otherwise, it wouldn't. If it was a human author, we make mistakes. And we certainly don't know the future, but God does. And then we also truly can see in this verse, this passage also, that God's word is sufficient for us, because it's profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, for training in righteousness. And really, it's the aim, the purpose is that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Mm. We also have passages in the Old Testament that remind us of the value of God's word. Perhaps, Amy, you could read the Proverbs one for us.
Yep, this is from Proverbs 30. "Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him."
And truly, Amy, as you think about it, have you ever found a word of God that has been false?
No, never. Not false.
I haven't. I mean, I've had to be corrected myself and look at things differently God's way, but he is never, ever disappointed.
No.
Not when I was willing to at least look and obey. I wanted also point us to John 10:34-35. I'm going to read just a portion of it. This is when Jesus is having a sparring match with the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, and they're arguing with him. But it says, "Jesus answered them, 'Is it not written in your law that you are gods?'" And that's from Psalms. And he says, "If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and Scripture cannot be broken." And then Jesus went on and explained his main point. But here, Jesus is saying Scripture cannot be broken. Yeah. If Scripture says something, it's true. You can't disregard it and put it aside. And so hopefully, you know, as we, I'll just clue you into the homework assignment for today, has some passages more about what Jesus said about Scripture and also what he said about his words actually having the same validity of Scripture. Mm-hmm. We have another one in Titus that tells us again about how we can hold on to and know that God's word is true.
Yeah, it says, "In hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began."
Yes. And so again, God doesn't lie. His word doesn't lie. We hold on to that more than anything else we know. Peter himself also told us about the value of Scripture and about its enduring quality, its eternal quality. And I'll just read a passage we studied when we were working through 1 Peter, but this is 1 Peter 1, 24 and 25. Peter's quoting from Isaiah 40, verse 8. He says, "All flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever." Mm-hmm. And then Peter's main point is, "And this word is the good news that was preached to you." And once again, Peter is coming back to the good news of Jesus Christ and how Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of Scripture and why we need to pay attention to Scripture and how we can be sure that God's words are true and they're worth holding on to.
And what a treasure we have in our Bibles, the written, spoken, breathed out word of Christ Jesus. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, Nancy and I are going to talk a little bit more about this and how we can know that God's word is true. We'll be right back.